Wisconsin got $145 million in low-income weatherization assistance through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, spread out among 20 operators across the state, including CAP Services of Stevens Point. CAP CEO Mary Patoka says only about 21% of their stimulus money has been spent so far because of federal requirements that had to be met.
Each state needed to update its plan, put it out for public notice, take public comment, submit it back to the feds for approval.
But Patoka says the state is still on track to get all 6,150 of its weatherization projects done because operators like CAP were able to dip into other funds while they waited for the stimulus money. She says more will be coming by midsummer, leading to another round of projects and additional construction jobs.
Come July, there will be a new contract that in essence will distribute the balance of the stimulus money. So we certainly are serving folks. We have a waiting list.
Patoka urges homeowners to get on the weatherization waiting list by applying for low-income energy assistance. Middle-income homeowners who don't qualify may also get help through the energy rebates just announced by President Obama. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.